They played a 10-inning game earlier today. Couldn't hold a two-run lead in the seventh and lost in 10, 4-3. The Purgolders wear their gold jerseys with purple trim and the white home pants. The Evergreens wear the heat-holding black jerseys with the green trim and the home white pants. Baseball today is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. I'm Chris Conley, voice of the Evergreens, and we're starting about an hour late. And we were originally scheduled for a doubleheader. We play just one game today to close out the regular season. Then after the three-day holiday weekend, up to Superior we go to start playoff runs as the Evergreens will play the Superior Spartans. That game on Tuesday is now set for a 5 o'clock game, and yes, the drive time is 3.5 hours. Here's the Purgolders defense. Owen Pitts plays left field. Miles Molitor is in center. Max Baumann is in right. Zach Hanser is the third baseman. Abe Malter is shortstop. Tino Griffiths is at second base, and Derek Power is the first baseman. Jack Husson will catch. Receiving from starting pitcher, a right-hander, Jesse Husson. Again, Evergreens played yesterday. We're 6-2 winners over Pulaski. The Evergreens conference part of their season ended earlier in the week. Everest arrives here with 8 wins out of 21 games and finishes in 5th place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Evergreens' postseason go into a number 10 seed against number 7 Superior. The winner of that game plays Thursday in Eau Claire at Carson Park against Eau Claire North. That's a team the Evergreens played in a doubleheader from earlier in the year. That was the last weekend in April. The Evergreens dropped 2 to the Huskies and may wind up meeting them again. All set for baseball, Cade Sievertson will lead off for the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson, highest batting average on the team. He arrives today hitting .431. Cade Sievertson will be the first Evergreen starter in a long time to finish the season hitting .400.
Number 6, the center fielder, Cade Sievertson.
We've done the math. Even if Cade Sievertson goes 0-4, he would still finish the regular season .403. So a .400 year, the rarest of offensive achievements, is in hand for Cade Sievertson. Ready for Jesse Husson's first pitch. The right-hander big leg kick coming home. It's outside. And a little later than expected, our game is underway. Hard for the Purgolders because they didn't play poorly in the first game. Just couldn't hold a late lead. And then you got to turn it around and about an hour's rest, a little lunch in between and play again. This is bounced off the plate up the first base side, rolls foul. It's a ball and a strike. Sun Prairie is a very nice baseball facility, and we thank them for hosting us today. Again, a synthetic infield and a grass outfield. When we played here before, back in April, the outfield grass was dead. So you have a perfectly green infield and just a brown outfield. And now they match just about perfectly on a warm summer afternoon. 2-2 pitches popped up on the infield. Third baseman Zach Hanser calls and catches, and Cade Sievertson is retired for the first out. Evergreens would love to play from in front because in their last couple of games, the Evergreens have been behind and have had to rally. Trailed 1-0 earlier in the game yesterday before coming from behind to beat Pulaski. That game was tied 2-2 for a long time before the Evergreens got a big inning with a 4 spot in the 5th. Here's Nolan Hoppe, right-hander to right-hander, a little high, ball 1 to Hoppe. The Evergreens, since this is the last game of the regular season and it's non-conference, figure to use a pretty big bench. Nolan Hoppe, who is not a regular starter, gets the start today. And when he has played, he's normally in right field. He's in left, and that's an inside pitch that hits Nolan Hoppe. Nolan Hoppe will get down to first base. Here's Brady Sendelbach. Sendelbach had the big hit in yesterday's game, a 2-RBI double. And Sendelbach leads the team in runs batted in, 25. Sendelbach's extra base double into the power alley in right field was probably the best hit ball in yesterday's ballgame as the Evergreens, 24 hours ago, played their final home game at Simon Field. man at first. Hoppy does not have good speed. This ball is driven to left field. Way back, way back. It's going to be over the left fielder's head. It's going to be over the wall. A home run for Brady Sendelbach. The wind is blowing out to left, so there she blows. A home run on a line over the left field wall. Sendelbach gives the Evergreens an early 2-0 lead. Even though it was wind-aided, it was a nice piece of hitting, a line drive off Brady Sendelbach's bat that simply did not come down. The hit batter comes around to hurt pitcher Jesse Husson, 2-0, and that runner that scores on the two-run homer was given a free pass with an inside pitch that hit him. 2-0 Evergreens. Here comes Hunter Gipp. Gipp has one home run this season.
First baseman, number 28, Hunter Gipp.
And I'm sure Gipp has taken note that the wind is blowing out to left field. Hunter Gipp takes a little bit high for ball one. This umpiring crew worked the earlier game, the 10-inning game, and our umpire who's calling balls and strikes was the infield umpire. He had kind of an adventurous game. Pitches down low. Called an illegal pitch in extra innings, saying the opposing pitcher wasn't in contact with the rubber. You see that call never. Had a fair ball, foul ball on a sacrifice bunt that turned out to be an unusual call, too. There's an inside corner strike. Two balls and one strike to Hunter Gipp. Hunter Gipp's been hitting better in May than he was in April, and Hunter Gipp has raised his average to 294. Waiting here on Husson's 2-1 pitch. Tried something off speed. That was a funny release. Stayed way up high above the shoulders, and Hunter Gipp's ahead in the count. Three balls and one strike. Again, last game of the regular season, so a win or loss doesn't really matter for either of these teams. So I bet you'd use a lot of bench, make sure a lot of guys get in here. I think you'd give players more green lights, let them swing away in kind of an inconsequential game. That one's outside, and Hunter Gipp has drawn a walk. One out, two runs in, and now a man at first for Jackson Miles.
Batting for the Evergreens, the second baseman, number one, Jackson Miles.
Jackson Miles has played third, short, and second all year. I think Jackson Miles is probably best at third base. Gets the start at second today. Got to work from the stretch here with a runner on first. Husson comes home and bounces that well in front of home plate. It's a wild pitch. Hunter Gipp will move up from first to second base. I believe the Purgolders went through four, maybe five pitchers in the extra inning game. I wasn't keeping a scorecard for that. They trailed 1-0 for a long time, battled back, had a lead. Toughest of losses. 1-0 pitch to Jackson Miles, takes a strike on the inside corner. So Husson's got a pretty good fastball, good velocity. Hasn't shown that he can throw a second pitch for a strike yet. Coming home at one ball and one strike, swing and a miss. That gets past the catcher and goes back to the screen. A passed ball will move the runner up to third base. Jackson Miles swung at one out of the strike zone. He's down one ball and two strikes. But with two already in, there's now a runner at third base, so any kind of contact brings that runner home. They play the infield back still. So East would trade an out for a run here. The Evergreens got to take that. Playing for contact in this spot. That's way up high. It's over the catcher's head. Bounces off the backstop. A play at the plate, and he's out. There is not a lot of room between home plate and the backstop. That wild pitch went off the backstop and came back to the catcher, who throws to the pitcher covering, and Hunter Gipp is out. The second out of the inning comes at home plate. And the at-bat continues for Jackson Miles, two balls and two strikes. Coming home here, that's up high, and the count fills up. Baseball Today is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive, and so is automotive bodywork, until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body. 3-2 pitch is fouled off down the third baseline, and Jackson Miles will see one more. So the Evergreens kind of ran themselves out of another run. Instead of taking the chance on the wild pitch, you almost wish Hunter Gipp stayed at third base and give Jackson Miles a chance to hit him in. Off-speed pitch is popped up on the infield. That'll bring the inning to an end. Abe Malterer makes the catch. The Evergreens get two in on a Brady Sendelbach home run. Madison East is coming up to bat in the bottom of the first, trailing 2-0 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Check out the Go Outdoors event and sale at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's with huge savings on great gear for camping, hiking, paddle sports, boating, fishing, and more. This Saturday and Sunday, bring the kids for free crafts, workshops, giveaways, and free fishing at our catch and release ponds. Plus, all law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS personnel will receive a Hometown Heroes discount. In-store purchases only. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
He's bull.
This is an insane hot take.
He's in your face.
I am so angry right now.
He always takes responsibility and never calls out anyone that doesn't deserve it.
Dub, who do you think is the worst at their job?
I mean, it's definitely me.
I think it is you, too.
He's Clay Travis. Smart, informative, and people's 51st sexiest man alive.
That's shocking.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis, and it's right here.
Monday through Friday mornings at 8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Sun Prairie, where the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead, and Madison East is coming up to bat in the bottom of the first inning. The Evergreens start Ty Treader. Treader is going to be on a tight pitch count today because he will be the Evergreens' starting playoff pitcher on Tuesday. Treader's probably only going to work an inning or two. Here's the defense behind him. Justin Raymer is in left field. Cade Sievertson's in center, and Nolan Hoppe is in right. The Everest infield today is Owen Latondras at third base. Wyatt Miles is the shortstop. Jackson Miles is at second base, and Hunter Gipp plays at first. Brandon Jellick will catch. Ty Treader will pitch. And Treader throws strike one to Zach Hanser, who leads off for Madison East. Evergreens got their two runs on a hit batter and a Brady Sendelbach home run. There's strike two, no balls and two hits. Again, since these are uncommon opponents, these teams don't know anything about each other. Treader, 0-2, leg kick, lefty coming home, fouled off down the first base side. Right-handed batter from left-handed pitcher. Again, for a team that struggled, the Pergolders played pretty good in the first game of this doubleheader for them. It's already a disadvantage when you have to play earlier in the day and your opponent doesn't. This has popped up on the infield. To the shallow part of right field, Jackson Miles makes the catch, and Zach Hanser is the first out. Owen Pitts ready to hit.
Now batting for the Pergolders, the left fielder, number 5, Pitts.
Sun Prairie, which is hosting this game, again, this is technically a neutral field game. Sun Prairie has a very successful baseball program. First pitch from Treader to Owen Pitts is high and away, ball one. And I could imagine maybe Ty Treader working into the third inning if his pitch count stays low. They're probably going to hold him under 50 today. At the knees, a breaking ball, strike one, one ball and one strike. Pitts is not a tall kid, so this is a pretty tight strike zone that Treader is working to. His 1-1 pitch is hit down the left field line. That's a fair ball, and it's going to be a long single for Owen Pitts. Just over the head of the Evergreens third baseman, Owen Latondras. And Madison East has themselves a base runner. Tino Griffiths to hit now.
Now batting the second baseman, number 22, Griffiths.
Again, Griffiths not a tall kid, so again, a small strike zone for Ty Treader. Treader comes set, slide steps towards home plate, and is up high. So the mechanics change with the man at first base. Ty can't do the full windup here. Treader is still effective and is usually good around the plate, even in this spot. One ball and no strikes. Looks that runner back, coming home here and misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Again, if Ty Treader would like to work a second or third inning, he's got to throw strikes. Can't fall behind, can't have the pitch count go up. I believe Brandon Jellick, the Everest catcher, is scheduled to pitch in the middle innings today. Outside corner, Treader makes the adjustment and gets strike one. Two balls and a strike. For all those cold weather games we had back in April, we played games where temperatures were in the 40s. This is the day we've been waiting for. 82 degrees at first pitch. It's beautiful outside. Treader misses a little up high, 3-1. So Tino Griffiths is going to get one to hit here. Treader looks that runner back. Pitch is coming home. Ball four, judged a little bit low. And with one out, Madison East has runners at first and second. Jack Husson, starting catcher, comes up to hit. With Jesse Husson waiting on deck.
Now batting for the Burgolders, the catcher number 21, Husson.
You know, there was some talk about whether this game would be canceled or not. The Evergreens wanted to play, and why not? The Evergreens have lost a couple of games on their schedule. They've lost five games to bad weather that haven't been made up. Outside pitch, strike one to Jack Husson. And the Evergreens also, when they go up to Superior, they'll be playing on an artificial turf field, so the chance to play on a synthetic infield is actually going to work to the Evergreens' advantage. They've had two other synth games back at the Woodside Sports Complex, and they won both of them against Wausau East. Treader's pitch is outside. It's one ball and one strike. Evergreens lead 2-0, but Madison East has two aboard here in their half of the first inning. 1-1 pitch is outside. Trek's trying to be a little too fine here. He's trying to nibble at that outside corner. Falls behind in the count, two balls and one strike. So the advantage switches to the hitter here, waiting. Runners take their leads. 2-1 is fastball down low, three balls and one strike. You hear the wind across our Fox Sports microphones. It's blowing from right field to left field. Balls hit out to left will carry. It can be an adventure. Three balls, one strike, and that misses up high. Ty Treader has just issued his second walk, and after getting the first out, three in a row have reached. Jesse Husson, the opposing pitcher, now hits. Catcher Brandon Jellick comes out to talk with Ty Treader. Hit to the outfield probably ties this game. If you are just joining us, underway late because of an extra inning game earlier, scheduled for a 1 o'clock start, got underway just at 2. Brady Sendelbach has hit a home run to give the Evergreens this 2-0 lead. And with the bases full, boy, first pitch strike one is important, and that's what Ty Treader's got. He's over for strike one. And after two walks, of course, Jesse Husson's up there to take. This ball is hit down the right field line, but foul. No balls and two strikes. We're sponsored by our website, everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans. Podcasts of every game, highlights, and game scores at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. The Cloverbelt Credit Union. Baseman Shoe and Clothing. And the Bone and Joint Center. No balls and two strikes. A grounder to short. To second, there's one. The turn to first is offline and safe. And Madison East, it's a productive at-bat. They get a run in. Jesse Husson bounces into a fielder's choice. The Evergreens got the trailing runner at second, but could not turn the double play. And Owen Pitts comes in from third base to score. Pitcher Jesse Husson gets himself an RBI, and it's 2-1. But now there are two outs. Derek Powers will hit. I apparently have that wrong. Derek Romer is hitting here. And the pitch is up high to him. With the out at second, there are runners at first and third, and there are two outs. The Madison East Coast, who has very good penmanship, sent his lineup card over, and this again is Derek Romer's. Pitch there is a strike. One ball and one strike. Ty Treader is looking to limit the damage here. One pitch. Treader throws over to first, small lead there for Jesse Husson, and gets back easily. Madison East decides not to use a courtesy runner for their pitcher, even though he's aboard at first base. Back at home, it's one ball and one strike, and that is just outside. Shredder is close, but he's a little off the plate there. Two balls and one strike. Even when Shredder misses, we've seen this all season, he's consistently around the plate. Shredder is seldom wild. Has allowed two walks here in this first inning. This ball has popped up. Foul ground on the infield. Is there room there for Hunter Gipp? No, sir. Out of play, two balls and two strikes. So Shredder is one pitch away from getting through this first inning. Shredder sets. 2-2 pitch, not coming home, throws over to first. Pitcher's got a very small lead. Hard to imagine picking off Jesse Husson at first base. Husson's only one or two steps away. And the Evergreens are wondering if Madison East uses the double steal in this spot. Shredder checks the runner. Now he is coming home. Hit on the ground to third. Should end the inning. Throwing across the diamond is Latondres, and that's it. Two walks, a hit, and a run comes in on a fielder's choice. Madison East has cut the Everest lead in half through one inning. D.C. Everest 2, Madison East 1. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity State Bank. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity. I'm pleased to announce that we've expanded our business banking department. The additional lending staff allows us to continue to provide the relationship banking our business customers depend on. At Intercity, we specialize in funding businesses poised to flourish and grow. Businesses who can benefit from financing to meet increased productivity needs with financing for buildings, acquisitions, or expansion, new equipment, or vehicles. We finance business of all kinds and sizes, commercial, small business, agricultural enterprises, and municipal projects. It's all part of our philosophy of banking relationships, building community. If your business could benefit and grow from the financing and banking experience Intercity provides, give us a call and let's meet for lunch or at your business or a place and time convenient for you. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank with offices in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Top of the second with D.C. Everest leading 2-1. And the Evergreens send 6, 7, and 8 in their batting order to hit. Owen Latondres to lead off. Right-handed batter against right-handed throwing Jesse Husson. This game would be tied if it wasn't for a hit batter that came around to score. Breaking ball is a strike to Owen Latondres. Latondres is only a sophomore, has raised his batting average to .318. Latondres for the season, 21 hits in 66 at-bats. Latondres, of all the Evergreen starters, walks the least. Latondres gets his hacks and puts the ball in play a lot. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss over the top of that cutter. No balls and two strikes. See if Latondres can make contact here down on the count 0-2. Coming here, taps one foul off the plate and out of play, so Owen will see at least one more. Wyatt Miles on deck. Wyatt Miles was the winning pitcher in yesterday's game. Husson coming home at no balls and two strikes. Lined foul into the Everest bullpen. Scatters them. That bullpen is down the left field line, and you could see, too, even that foul ball carries. Everything going out to left carries today. The wind blowing across the outfield here at Sun Prairie. Latondres waits on another 0-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch is just outside. Latondres does not bite, and it's 1-2. Wyatt Miles on deck is playing shortstop today. Miles worked in relief and was the winning pitcher against Pulaski. So a varsity win for a freshman pitcher. That bounces low in front of the plate, two balls and two strikes. Jesse Husson with no one on base has a pretty big leg kick. It's a pretty good fastball. 2-2 pitch coming home. That's just outside, and the count goes full. So Latondras was down 0-2 and has battled back to a full count here as the Evergreens look to get their leadoff man aboard here in the top of the second. Payoff pitch coming. Leg kick home, swing and a miss, and the pitcher wins that battle. Jesse Husson has struck out Owen Latondras. Baseball is sponsored today by Red Clover Market in Weston. Healthy and organic food supplying fresh and homegrown produce, dairy, and meats. Red Clover Market. Wyatt Miles to bat. Miles did not hit as he was pitching in yesterday's game. Limited plate appearances. He is 3 for 12, 250. And the left-handed batting Wyatt Miles takes strike one. Wyatt Miles next year is going to be an everyday player for the Evergreens when he's not pitching, and he's going to be the Evergreens' number one pitcher by the time he's a senior. Got a lively fastball. Hit up the first base side. That's a fair ball. First baseman will take it himself. Derek Romer has just retired Wyatt Miles. Two quick outs. Here comes Brandon Gillick for the Evergreens. Again, I think Gillick is scheduled to pitch for the Evergreens before this afternoon is done. Gillick's a senior, so very few games left for the senior class of 2019 for this D.C. Everest baseball team. Gillick hits with two outs and none on. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Evergreen started off the game. Nolan Hoppe was hit by a pitch, and then Brady Sendelbach, the next batter, hit one out. 2-0 Evergreens, and they gave one run back. 0-1 pitch. Gillick takes that one just outside. One ball and one strike. Husson has been around the plate with his fastball. The off-speed stuff, he's had a little trouble throwing for strikes so far. 1-1, and that is just off the outside corner, too. Two balls and a strike. Again, in this spot, throw strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Be consistently around the plate. Be a key to pitching success. 2-1 pitch bounces off the right side batter's box. Three balls and one strike. Justin Raymer is waiting on deck if the inning continues. Justin Raymer gets a start. He officially has just two varsity at-bats this season. 0-for-1 with a walk. But Justin Raymer will get a chance to pitch here. Brandon Gillick has just walked. Second walk that Husson has issued. And here comes Raymer to bat for the Evergreens. Justin Raymer is a sophomore. Spent most of his season with the JV, but the Evergreens here will clear the number 9 hitter regardless of what happens here on the top of the second inning. Raymer is playing left field for Everest, which indicates to me that if Tommy Alston has not gotten a start, who would sometimes play left field, Alston may be pitching too before this is over. Throw over to first base. Again, because these teams don't know a lot about each other. These are uncommon opponents. Jesse Husson doesn't know that Brandon Gillick is not a threat to run. Gillick's one of the slower players on the Everest team, although he's got a big lead there at first base. Long set. Coming home. Well, what do I know? He's going there. The throw down to second looks like it's in time. No, they're going to say he's under the tag. The ball was there in time, but the call at second base is safe. I thought that Gillick may have been out there. Instead, he has stolen second base. Man's in scoring position now for Raymer, who is waiting on a 1-0 pitch. Coming home here, and that's a little outside. Two balls and one strike. The strike zone in this second game of the doubleheader is a little bit tighter than it was in the first game. Different umpire, and home plate umpire from game one is in the infield now. Infield umpire calling balls and strikes. We're at two balls and no strikes to Raymer. Pitcher spins around, throws to second, no one's covering. Was thrown to the second baseman, Tino Griffiths, who wasn't really behind the runner, didn't sneak all the way in. Again, I'm thinking you're facing the number 9 hitter in the order. I'm looking to get the out at home plate, get the batter here, and get out of this inning. There are two outs. Breaking ball strike. That's one of the better pitches that Jesse Husson has thrown today. Looked like a cutter, kind of changed speeds, broke over the outside corner. It's a good spot for a right-handed pitcher to be. Two balls and a strike now with two outs and a man on second. That ball is popped up shallow left field. The left fielder stumbles and is not going to get to that ball. And the runner from second is going to come all the way around, and it's a double for Justin Reimer. That's just a bad break for Owen Pitts. The outfield here, which we play on natural grass in the outfield, Pitts had to move all the way over towards the foul line, and his first step was a stumble. He went down to his knees, and it drops in. There's no error to be assessed on that. That's a double for Justin Reimer and an RBI.
Center fielder, number 68, Sivertson.
Again, Brandon Jelic with two outs is off with contact there and comes all the way around to score. 3-1, Evergreens. And here's Cade Sivertson, who's 0-1, takes ball one. RBI possibility for Cade Sivertson because Justin Reimer went all the way around to second. So good fundamentals on the bases. You know, you don't stop there. Again, that's just a field conditions and nature added. That's the bad luck of the baseball gods. Here's a wild pitch that bounces in front of the plate. Reimer gets all the way around. He thought about coming around to score and instead retreats to third base. Reimer goes back to third, and why not? You don't want to take the bat out of Cade Sievertson's hand. He's got the highest batting average on the team. The Evergreens have already had a player thrown out on what was going to be a pass ball back in the first inning. 3-1 Evergreens, and a chance to bring in another if Cade Sievertson can hit safely. Pitch is high and away, two balls and no strikes. Again, if Madison East had a full scouting report, you'd know that you'd probably work around Cade Sievertson here and pitch to Nolan Hoppe, whose batting average is 200 points lower. Hoppe awaits on deck. The count is three balls and no strikes, and they are indeed being careful with Cade Sievertson. He gets a four-pitch walk, and the inning continues. Runners on the corners, Nolan Hoppe, who was hit by a pitch and scored on the Sendelbach home run back in the first inning. And again, Madison East probably does not know that the Evergreens love the double steal in this situation. Evergreens sometimes love that trail runner get into a rundown on purpose to try and buy time for that third base runner to come around and score. Or see if the Pergolders throw all the way through, and then that runner would take off from third base. And a big lead there at first base, daring to throw down, is Cade Sievertson. Sievertson retreats, and it's ball one, Husson to Nolan Hoppe. 3-1 Evergreens. And looking for more with two outs. Husson steps off. I would imagine with Husson pitching and another Husson catching, this is probably a brother combination, I would think. Pitches up high, runners going, and Madison East does not throw down. They've got the runner at third base in a rundown. Cade Sievertson slips and is tagged out, and that's how the inning comes to an end. The Evergreens fail to execute the double steal and have run themselves out of the inning. The Evergreens get one run in, but have made another out on the bases. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Our new score is DC Evers 3, Madison East 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Join Crystal Finishing Systems for their on-site job fair and hiring event Saturday, June 1st from 11 to 1 with open interviews going until 3. Explore multiple departments, enjoy a free lunch, and enter to win prizes like a Google Hub. Tours will be available beginning at 11:30, so please wear closed-toed shoes. Opportunity is waiting for you at the Crystal Finishing Systems on-site job fair and hiring event Saturday, June 1st at 2714 Ross Ave in Weston. Crystal Finishing Systems is an equal opportunity employer.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
And the Evergreens are going to limit the appearances of Ty Treader today. Treader works only the first inning, and the Evergreens have made a pitching change. Owen Latondras, who had been at third base, is going to pitch the second inning for the Evergreens. which means the Evergreens will shuffle their infield. Jackson Miles, who had been playing second base, moves to third base. And I believe that is Riley Pazar, who comes out to play second base. So the Evergreens will make some changes here as we go to the bottom of the second. Madison East has 7, 8, and 9 in their batting order due up. Again, Owen Latondras has very limited pitching experience for the Evergreens this year. Right-hander's mission, I'm sure, is to throw strikes. Here's Abe Malterer. First pitch is way up high from Owen Latondras for ball one. The infield is synthetic here, and the mound is synthetic, too. You know, years ago when we played our first game here at Sun Prairie, that was a dirt mound surrounding a synthetic infield. That's been changed, too. Latondras' pitch is up high, two balls and no strikes. Again, Owen's got to know, and he may just be asked to work one or two innings here. You're working to the bottom of the batting order, got to throw strikes. And that's a little bit high, three balls and no strikes. That high pitch around the letters has been consistently called a ball so far in this game. So the high strike is not in play for this ball game. 3-0 pitch, and that one's even higher up around the shoulders, and Abe Malterer walks. So Owen Latondras gives a free pitch, a free pass, to the first batter that he faces. Here's Max Baumann. We can give you Ty Treader's line. Ty only got three outs. Allowed one run, it was earned, one hit, no strikeouts and two walks for Ty Treader. Latondras with his first pitch, and there's his first strike, strike one. Max Baumann's the right fielder. Evergreen's leading 3-1, and that third run is kind of a gift with the left fielder for the Purgolders falling down in a soggy outfield. One ball and no strikes, up high, and the count evens at 1-1. Our baseball game is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Country Fresh Meats. Man at first, nobody out. 1-1 pitch at the knees, strike two. Miles Molitor awaits on deck right in front of our broadcast location. We are calling just near the Purgolders dugout on the first base side. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tipped back into the catcher, Brandon Jellick, and Max Baumann has struck out. Fails to advance the runner from first base. Yeah, our broadcast location was picked in part because there's an electrical outlet. You know, you need a spot that you can plug into here. And we're getting a little bit of shade from the dugout, which we appreciate. As nice as this baseball complex is, there is nowhere you can watch this game in the shade. Throw over to first, runner is back. The bleachers behind home plate have no cover, and the bleachers up the first and third baseline are also out in the sun. Latondras coming home, pitches a strike to Miles Molitor. A lot of Everest parents are here making the, 2-hour and 15-minute drive from the Everest campus down. Evergreens warmed up and then had to sit around a long time because of the 10-inning game that the Purgolders played in earlier. Throw over to first, runners back. And Molitor at first base. Takes kind of a short lead, now a secondary lead there. Swing and a miss over the top of something that had a little taken off of it. Latondras is ahead in the count, no balls, two strikes. And the Evergreens have another arm warming up at the bullpen. I mean, the Evergreens may be asking guys to work just one or two innings today. Again, last regular season game of the season, that's outside, one ball and two strikes. And there was originally scheduled a JV game that was canceled. I mean, sometimes late in the season, you don't have enough players to field a JV team. And you'd like some of your younger kids to get at-bats at the varsity level if you can. Swing and a miss, strike three. Miles Molitor is the second out of the inning. So Owen Latondras issues a walk and then comes back to strike out the next two. To the top of the Madison East order we go, and Zach Hanser will bat. Throw over to first. Runner wasn't expecting that. He thought he was taking a lead safely and then had to dive back in. Almost caught that base runner napping. Hanser popped out on the infield his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Latondras did not check the runner there, and the pitch is fouled off. See if Madison East picks up on that. But again, Latondras has got to take at least one look over at that runner to make sure that he's not there. Leave him unattended, he could take a base on you. Latondras comes set. Again, he did not check the base runner. Popped up, foul ball. No balls and two strikes. Evergreens lead 3-1. Pergolders are batting with two outs here in the bottom of the second. There is a man on first. Latondras is ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes. Coming home here, that's way up high. Again, I mean, you're hoping a batter will chase. At 0-2, the next pitch is not supposed to be in the strike zone, but you've got to be a little bit closer than that. A ball and two strikes now. Latondras slide steps home, swing and a miss. Owen Latondras gives up a walk and then battles back to strike out the side. The Pergolders do not score. We'll go to the top of the third. D.C. Evers 3, Madison East 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, it's Ben Maller. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance, and GEICO offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? GEICO's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. And there's so much more GEICO could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. So listen up. Go to GEICO.com today. See how much you could save. That's GEICO.com.
Meet Clay Travis's right side of the brain.
You can tell our radio show apart from the lower quality imitation.
Now meet Clay Travis's left side of the brain.
That's despite the fact that nothing on this show actually works.
But somehow, they bring you the most informative humble brags on the radio.
That's true. I think there's some truth to that.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis. And you can hear it right here.
Monday through Friday mornings at 8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Sun Prairie, where Madison East, playing as the home team, is making a pitching change as we go to the third inning. Jesse Husson is done. Carter Anderson, a left-hander, is coming up for the Pergolders. Taking his warm-up pitches, we'll give you the line on Jesse Husson. Husson worked two innings, three runs all were earned. Again, he was kind of unlucky. A batter that he hit came around to score, and he had his left fielder fall down on a ball that was going to be probably caught for an out. Turned out to be a double. Nolan Hoppe was at bat for the Evergreens when the Evergreens were thrown out trying to work the double steal. So Hoppe will lead off the third inning. Evergreens leading 3-1 and looking for more, but it's left-handed pitching that the Evergreens will be working against now. First pitch from Anderson is outside, ball one. Again, this is good for the Evergreens, too. The Evergreens have to be productive against lefties in the playoffs, so why not get a look at some left-handed pitching in this game, the last of the regular season? Pitch there is down low, just below the knees, two balls and no strikes. Baseball today is sponsored by the D.C. Everest Athletic Club, supporting Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships. Please consider volunteering your time for the D.C. Everest Athletic Club, and go Evergreens! Nolan Hoppe waiting on a 2-0 pitch. Here it comes, a little bit low too. Close, but three balls and no strikes. Brady Sendelbach awaits on deck, and Sendelbach hit one out in his first at-bat. Hoppe's probably taking here, and he takes a strike, 3-1. Again, since Hoppe doesn't get a chance to hit all that much, give him the green light here, I would think, and hit away. Three balls and a strike. See what Nolan can do with the count in his favor. Coming home here, yeah, he swung at that. It was letter high, probably would have been a strike, and fouls it off, 3-2. So Carter Anderson is trying to battle back after falling behind in this sequence. come set, just shook off his catcher, and now is ready to go. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's inside ball four. Nolan Hoppe has walked. And here's Brady Sendelbach. Wind still blowing out to left where Sendelbach hit one before. It was a well-hit ball, a line drive. It did carry in the wind, though. Sendelbach has at least two. Is that Brady's third home run, maybe? Faces a left-hander now. And first ball swinging into right center field, and that's going to land down. Advancing to third base is going to be Nolan Hoppe. So Brady Sendelbach has a 2-for-2 afternoon. He's going to get a couple more at-bats before this game is done. Sendelbach is cooking on a big last regular season game. Nobody out, and the Evergreens have runners at the corners for Hunter Gipp.
Now batting for the Evergreens, the first baseman, number 28, Hunter Gipp.
Gipp walked and was thrown out at home plate trying to score on a pass ball. Beg your pardon, wild pitch. There's not a lot of room between the home plate and the backstop. That ball bounced off the backstop, came right back to the catcher, and the pitcher was covering, and Hunter was out at home plate. Lays off a pitch that's high above the letters for ball one. Hunter Gipp, with a two-hit game today, could raise his batting average above 300, and Hunter got off to a slow start in April and has played much better in May. Pitch here is hit to third, off the third baseman's glove. It's an error and into left field. A run scores for the Evergreens. Zach Hanser had that ball come up high on him, went off the heel of his glove, and then went into the outfield. No RBI there for Hunter Gipp, but the Evergreens get another run in, and the Evergreens stretch their lead now to 4-1. Still nobody out. Jackson Miles will hit here.
Baseman.
Jackson Miles was the Evergreen starting second baseman, is now playing third because of the pitching change. He's looking to bunt the runner over. It's pushed up the first base line. There's no one covering, and Jackson Miles bunts for a hit. The first baseman and the pitcher both went for that ball, which means the second baseman has to cover, and he was slow to the bag. I mean, that's the kind of play. You know what? If you work out before the season indoors, you never get a chance to practice those scenarios. And Jackson Miles bunts for a hit. The bases are loaded with Evergreens. Owen Latondras will hit. First ball hitting. It's a line drive. It's into the gap in left center field. This is going to clear the bases. The base runner has fallen down and stumbled, and it's going to cost the Evergreens an extra run. Jackson Miles is going to try and score anyway. The throw is up the line safe. There's no one covering third base, and on the throw, Owen Latondras will take an extra base. A double and advancing to third on a fielder's choice. Three runs batted in for Owen Latondras. And the Evergreens, with still nobody out, have a really big inning cooking here in the top of the third. Four runs have come in, and it's now 7 for the Evergreens.
Now batting for the Evergreens is shortstop number 35, Wyatt Miles.
Wyatt Miles now will hit. And, I mean, I'm the official scorer here, so it's 2 runs batted in for Owen Latondras. The third scores on a fielder's choice. Wyatt Miles, Jackson's younger brother, takes strike one. Ball's popped up here, and that's going to drop in over the second baseman's head in front, and another hit for the Evergreens. Wyatt Miles has hit safely, and that run comes in. Still no one out. So the Evergreens have 5 runs in here in the inning. It's now 8-1. Brandon Jelic will hit now for the Evergreens. He walked and scored back in the second inning, batting here in the third. Our scoreboard is behind all the runs that the Evergreens have scored. Pitch is outside to Brandon Jelic.
Evergreens is the catcher, number 3, Brandon Jelic.
2 runs in the first, 1 in the second, and 5 in here without the benefit of an out here in the third inning for the Evergreens. Gillick is squaring to bunt, pushes this back to the mound. The play is to second, and that ball was held by the shortstop. They get the force out there. So Brandon Gillick's sacrifice is unsuccessful. Pitcher Carter Anderson throws to second and gets the force out. It's the first out of the inning. Justin Raymer, who doubled his last time up, will hit.
Justin Raymer.
Again, our scoreboard has yet to update, but the Evergreens indeed lead 8-1 right now. Anderson's coming home with an off-speed pitch. It's down low for a ball. The Evergreens are using a courtesy runner there at first base. I believe that's Delton Zuliger. Delton's going to turn his back towards us and show us his number in just a moment. Timeout is called, and the catcher is going to come out and talk to his pitcher here. Baseball Today on Fox Sports is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed. The Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care locations are Medford, Plover, Wausau, and open in Wausau Saturdays, 8 to noon. Online at bonejoint.net. One out, and a 1-0 pitch coming here to Raymer, a throw over to first. Courtesy runner dives back safely. Again, Gillick may have gone directly down to the bullpen. Gillick may be pitching for the Evergreens. I think he is before the game is done. Coming home here, this ball is hit to right center field. Center fielder is over and makes the catch. There's the second out. Miles Molitor has just retired Justin Raymer. Two down. Cade Sievertson is the ninth Evergreen to bat in the inning. He's coming up here. Sievertson has walked and popped out.
Number six, Cade Sievertson.
Again, we are hoping that they get the scoreboard corrected. They have it at 7-1. It is, in fact, 8-1. The Evergreens with five runs in the inning. Pitch there is outside for ball one to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson's a lefty versus a lefty. Runners going. Pitch is called a strike. Throw to second, not in time. Gets into the outfield, and on a throwing error, the Evergreens will take another base. Coming around all the way to score? Yes, coming around to score. Landon Menzie was the courtesy runner. A two-base error and a stolen base. It is now 9-1 Evergreens. Cade Sievertson will continue this at-bat with the bases empty. It's one ball and one strike. Coming home here, ball is hit off the end of the bat, shallow, and it is going to fall in between the second baseman and center fielder. Legging out for a double. He's safe there. A double for Cade Sievertson on a hustle play. Sievertson already knew that he had a single and just kept going. Kind of fell in between the second baseman, center fielder, and right fielder. Slow to pick up that ball, and Cade Sievertson goes all the way to second base.
Right fielder number 22, Nolan Hoppe.
Nolan Hoppe started off the inning with a walk. Pitches inside for a ball. A six-run third inning for the Evergreens. Pitch here is on the outside corner. Strike. No balls and one strike. So Carter Anderson trying to get this third out, bring this inning to a close. Evergreens have five hits in the inning. There's been a walk and two errors. That hasn't hurt the Pergold cause. This is a foul ball over the first base dugout and out of play. No balls and two strikes. Hoppe does not have an official at-bat. It was hit by a pitch and walked, but came around to score both times. A coming home that's inside that hit him. Nolan Hoppe has been hit by a pitch for a second time that just grazed the front of his jersey. The inning continues for the two-for-two Brady Sendelbach.
Now batting for the Evergreens, the designated hitter, number 11, Brady Sendelbach.
Sendelbach, with the two RBI that he's had earlier in the day, has 24 for the season. First pitch to Sendelbach, takes a big cut and fouls it off. Pitcher's getting a new baseball here, and Sendelbach had stepped out for a moment. Now he's ready to go. 0-1 pitch from Anderson to Sendelbach. Off-speed pitch, hit on a line over the head of the center of the second baseman and into right center field. Sendelbach's got himself another RBI. Runners at first and third on Sendelbach's 3-for-3 afternoon. Cade Sievertson comes around to score. Nolan Hoppe moves all the way over to third base. It is 10-1 Evergreens, and Hunter Gipp will
now
hit.
Hitting for the Evergreens, the first baseman, number 28, Hunter Gipp.
Hunter Gipp becomes the 11th man to hit in the inning. Gipp reached on an error. So again, with two errors in this inning, technically the inning should be over. Hunter Gipp, his first ball swinging, fly ball left field. Left fielder's going back. This is in the wind. This is trouble. This is up against the wall. One, two more runs. Hunter Gipp has himself a double. Again, the wind is blowing out to left field. The left fielder just kept on going back and going back and going back, and the ball was over his head. That almost carried right out of the ballpark. Hunter Gipp gets himself two RBI. Two more runs have come in. It's 12-1 Evergreens. Jackson Miles is scheduled to hit. I believe the Evergreens are going to use a pinch hitter. Nope, they'll let Jackson Miles hit. Miles is 1-for-2. Yeah, the Evergreens have 9 runs in. Here's a fly ball again to shallow left field over the shortstop's head and drops down. Jackson Miles has a hit for the Evergreens. First ball swinging. Owen Latondras doubled earlier in the inning, and he's due to bat here. Here's Owen Latondras. Again, our scoreboard has this as an 11-1 game. It is, in fact, 12-1. Evergreens with 9 runs in. Owen Latondras, 1-for-2 today, takes way up high. Wyatt Miles, who was hit safely in the game two, awaits on deck. There are 2 outs. Comes set, comes home, fouled off. 1-1. So, I mean, unless the Purgolders can score some more runs, this game could come to a close on the 10-run rule after the 5th inning. The 10-run, or the so-called slaughter rule, is not in play until we've played 5. Off-speed pitch. It is well hit again to left center field. This one kind of hangs up in the wind, and the left fielder cannot make the play. It goes over his head. Evergreens will bring that runner into second, and they hold Jackson Miles at third. Hunter Gipp has come around to score for the Evergreens. It's an error there on the left fielder. Evergreens 13-1 Evergreens, and Wyatt Miles comes up to hit. Wyatt Miles takes strike one. Single and grounded out to the first baseman. I mean, they're just letting Carter Anderson, the pitcher here, work through this. Carter Anderson's had 3 errors committed behind him in this inning, so he should be done here. That's outside corner, a breaking ball, no balls and 2 strikes.
The Evergreens is Wyatt Miles, the shortstop.
Evergreens with a 10-run inning. Can't imagine the last time they've done that. And that's inside. It hits Wyatt Miles. Wyatt Miles has been hit by a pitch, and the bases are loaded. Brandon Gillick is scheduled to bat, and I believe Gilly is going to hit here. Brandon Gillick had the catcher's gear on, has to take it off, and now will come up. Two out, and the base is loaded. It's 13-1 Evergreens. This inning has taken forever. Brandon Gillick has walked and bounced into a fielder's choice. Here's the pitch. His first ball swinging popped up. It's in foul ground. There may be a play for it. The pitcher makes the catch in foul ground. The inning comes to an end. 10 runs in for the Evergreens, and it's 13-1 as we go to the bottom of the third on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It's an average night at Bob and Jane's house.
Bob, did you ask your boss about a raise today?
Yes, dear.
And?
He suggested the stairs or the elevator.
Meanwhile, next door at Zach and Kelly's.
How was work today, baby?
Work was great, and I got a raise.
Really? You were only there for 4 weeks.
Yep, my boss thanked me for being dependable and gave me a raise. And I'm eligible for a bonus in just a few weeks if I keep doing a good job and come to work when scheduled.
Jack's Maintenance Service is looking for dependable people for full and part-time second shift opportunities. Applicants need to be reliable and have transportation to get to and from work every day. Additional opportunities are available. If you have a valid driver's license and acceptable driving record, apply today at jacksmaintenance.com. That's jacksmaintenance.com. Jack's Maintenance is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Now pitching for the Evergreens, number 29, Chris Wiesman.
Well, welcome back to Sun Prairie, where the Evergreens are making another pitching change. This is Chris Wiesman, who is making his varsity debut today. Chris Wiesman will get a chance to pitch. He's a freshman. Evergreens leading here 13-1. We are playing the bottom of the third inning. Again, no slaughter rule until we get to the home half of the fifth. Owen Latondras worked the second inning for the Evergreens.
The left fielder, number five, hits.
It is 2, 3, and 4 in the Pergolders batting order to hit here. So let's see what Chris Wiesman can bring to the mound. Again, in a spot where there's no pressure at all. Team staked to a big lead here. Owen Pitts is the one Pergolder who has hit safely in this game. Pitches outside, ball one. Yeah, the Evergreens got a 10 spot in the third inning. 10 runs in. Pitch here is hit on the ground to third. Jackson Miles throws across the diamond. Got him. There's the first out. Jackson started at second base and is now playing at third base, so Chris Wiesman gets the first out of his varsity career.
Second baseman, number 22.
Owen Latondras, who pitched the second inning, I'll give you his pitching line. No hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts, and allowed just 1 walk. Tino Griffiths to bat now, and that's ball one. Bounces in front of home plate. Yeah, the Evergreens got their 10 runs on just 8 hits. A walk, hit by a pitch, 4 errors in the inning. The Evergreens left 3 men on base, too. That inning ended with the bases loaded, so it could have been even worse. Wiesman comes back and throws a strike. It's 1-1 as he works here to Tino Griffiths, who walked his first time up. And this ball is hit on a line. into right center field. A hit. Tino Griffiths is aboard with one out. Again, this is kind of a tough game for the Purgolders, all things being equal. The Purgolders played 10 innings earlier today. So then you use a lot of pitching. Just the mindset is different when you've already played one game and have lost. They lost the first game 4-3 and 10. But trail now 13-1 to the Evergreens. Jack Husson at bat now and takes a strike on the outside corner. Yeah, you know, at 13-1, the strike zone may get a little big here. That happens. That's a thing. As Chris Wiesman comes set with a man on first base. Slide steps home. This ball is hit hard. Just foul down the first base side. Almost into the corner for extra bases. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics in Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. No balls and two strikes. Pitch here is foul back. Again, Chris Wiesman, this is the first time that we've seen him at the varsity level. And he's a freshman, but he looks like another pitcher that's going to contribute to the Evergreens in future years. So this is kind of a preview of coming attractions for the Evergreens. No balls and two strikes. He's coming home here, and that is just low. Thought that broke right in front of the hollow of the leg, judged to be a little bit down low to Jack Husson. A ball and two strikes. Coming home here, this is hit on a line off the second baseman, loose in the infield, play to second, got him. They get the force out at second base. Knocked down by Brady Pazar and was able to get it over to second base. Brady. Gets the force there. Runner reaches on a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carter Anderson, the opposing pitcher, will hit here. Left-handed batter. Pitches down low. It's a wild pitch. Actually gets away from the catcher. That's going to be a pass ball. Pitch was down low, but it was not so low that it was in the dirt. Bounced off the catcher's glove. And the Purgolders have a runner over at second base. Our score, though, is 13-1. The Evergreens are in a comfortable spot here. In fact, the most comfortable spot they've been in all season. I would imagine in the home, and the visitors, whether fourth and fifth, the Evergreens will be using a lot of pinch hitters, I would think. Pitch here is down low, two balls and no strikes. Derek Romer is on deck if the inning continues. There are two outs and a man on second. Chris Wiesman hoping to hang up a zero in his inning of work here. Checks that runner at second, small lead. Coming home, hit on the ground to first. Backhanded play by first baseman Hunter Gipp. Takes it over to the bag, and that's the end of the inning. That's a pretty good inning of work there for Chris Wiesman. One hit, no runs in, and we'll go to the fourth inning with the Evergreens leading 13-1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.